The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. I recommend it. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us when he can. This is one of those moments. And hi, Frank. How are you?
How are you?
In fairness, this book stays, it should almost be a handbook, especially for right now.
Well, we've talked about this. Look, I'm plugging myself here, but it's your
only
best.
Only because you can do a better
now.
Job.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, I've got an entire chapter devoted to Medicare surprises, and there's other mentions of Medicare. So this is a really good time of the year to, pick the book up. You can get it on Amazon or ask your bookstore for it. It'll be very helpful at this time of year, especially. So really what we're going to talk about today are Medicare surprises, and, we'll touch as many as we can in the time allowed. But let's open with the obvious. So everybody knows Medicare open enrollment period, a very important period, ends December 7th. It ends December 7th. So if you have original Medicare and you want to make changes, fine. You've got until December 7th to nail down your coverage for 2018. Not December 8th, guys.
Pearl Harbor Day, right?
Does not allow you to go
one day over
the next day.
You don't you do not get 1201. Do you get 1159, 2359?
You got 1159. Right. Yeah, something like that.
All right. And for people who like to wait to the last minute, that's probably not the most.
No, it's
not
the
smartest.
It's not. That's why we're doing this now. Look. Stop me if you heard this one, but Medicare is tricky. It's very tricky.
Stop.
So today we're going to talk about, some big Medicare surprises. Now, regular listeners probably already recall that I'm not a big fan of Medicare Advantage plans. So they're very popular. More than 30% of the people in Medicare have Medicare Advantage plans provided to them by, for-profit insurance companies. But look, here's the problem with them for me. Original Medicare, you can go to any doctor, any hospital that accepts Medicare. So you've heard a lot of hype about nobody takes Medicare any longer, blah, blah, blah. 90% of all doctors and virtually every hospital you can think of takes Medicare. So you've got this expanded network of doctors and healthcare providers all over the country available to you through original Medicare. Now, let's contrast that with Medicare Advantage plans. They have very narrow doctor networks. Sometimes a very small region, maybe just one county, only the doctors and hospitals in one county or one state would be in the network. So, look, we travel, right? I mean, you can get sick traveling. I mean, who lives in just one county or just one state? Nobody does. So I've said it before, you go to your in-laws. When you go to your in-laws, you could get sick, right? If you get sick down there and you land in a hospital and it's out of state, out of network, you could get stuck with the entire bill. Believe me, it has happened. So that's my problem with Medicare Advantage plans, the critical problem. But there is another Medicare Advantage surprise. So let's call this surprise number one. When you sign up for Medicare Advantage under the standard one-year contract, you're kind of stuck. I've mentioned this in prior shows, but I'm going to keep talking about this law until the lawmakers in Congress get around to changing the law, because I just think it's fundamentally not fair. So here's the deal now. This is legal. Medicare Advantage plans reserve the right to change the plan they sold you under the one-year contract. They can change it at any point, okay? And we're not talking about little stuff. I mean, they can drop a hospital. They can drop your hospital. They can drop your doctor. So you signed up because your doctor was in the network. And in the middle of the year, the Medicare Advantage plan can say, you know what? We don't want to deal with that doctor any longer. So we're not going to deal with that hospital any longer. And it's dropped, and you're kind of stuck. So if you want to drop your Medicare Advantage plan, you know, it's not easy. It's not the way they can do it with just a flip of a coin. There is a disenrollment period. You can disenroll, but not until, and jot this down if you've got a lousy Medicare Advantage plan or you're thinking about changing it. You know, the disenrollment period is from January 1st to February 14th. And again, it's not February 15th, okay? January 1st.
Okay, New Year's Day to Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you all the way to that. Valentine's Day. That's very good. That's
quick
very
question, good, though. How, and I don't know how much time we have for this, but how do you know if you're disenchanted? How do you know if you're disenchanted with your Advantage plan?
Well, I think if there's a fundamental change in it, they drop your drugs, they drop, they put your drug that's been affordable, they kick it up to a higher tier, they drop it all together. I mean, you know, some fundamental changes.
When do you find that out?
You're unhappy, where you're saying, wait a second, that's not what I signed up for. And they said, well, we changed our plan. So January 1st to February 14th, you can get out of a lousy plan, but you can only change it to a certain degree. You can switch to original Medicare, or you can get a standalone Part D drug plan. That's what you can do. You can't switch your Medicare Advantage plan at that point for another Medicare Advantage plan. You can just disenroll from your plan and go back to original Medicare. But look, keep this in mind. This is a little known secret. It's an escape hatch from a lousy Medicare Advantage plan. If it happens in the middle of the year, here's what you can do. At any time, you can switch to a 5-star Medicare Advantage plan or Part D plan. So 5-star sounds confusing, but it isn't. Just go to medicare.gov, hit Plan Finder, and then sort out the Medicare Advantage plans. There'll be 20 or 30 that'll be listed up there in your area, maybe even more. And just sort by the star rating. Now, that's what the government awards these stars based on, a criteria from 0 stars to 5 stars. So 5 stars is the best. You can always switch to a 5-star plan. It'd be a little bit more expensive, but hey, it'd be a pretty good plan. And anyway, you're getting out of your lousy plan. So that's an escape hatch to keep in mind. Surprise number two. If you need to sign up on time for Medicare to avoid problems, and I'm talking about big problems and big penalties. If you're approaching 65, anybody in your family, friends, approaching 65, tell them to sign up in their initial enrollment period. That's 3 months before they turn 35, then their birth month, and then 3 months after. So you got a total of 7 months. So my birth month is February. I'd have 3 months before February. I have February, and then 3 months after that. That's your initial enrollment period. You can delay if you're still working, you're covered at work, or if you're covered through your wife's group plan, then you can delay. But once you lose coverage, you don't have coverage any longer, then you have 8 months to sign up. And boy, don't wait. Sign up. If you sign up late, you'll have to pay a 10% premium increase for each year. That's really true, guys. 10% premium increase for each year. So let's say you're 5 years late. Oh, boy. You pay a 50% higher premium each month for the rest of your life, right? 5 months late, 10% a month, that's 50% higher. And it's not reversible. It's the rest of your life. So enroll in time in Medicare, that initial enrollment period, or the 8 months after you lose your coverage if you're still working, or if your wife is still working, and then you lose coverage through her group plan. To enroll in Medicare Parts A and B, all you have to do is call Social Security at 800-772-1213. Let me repeat, 800-772-1213. Be patient. You'll finally get somebody on the line, and you can enroll in Medicare. Surprise number three. Everybody in the world, I think, have seen these Medigap TV ads. I mean, I think they're on a loop. I mean,
it doesn't matter who, going.
So, you know, Humana and AARP, you know, all our good friends there. So they say Medicare only pays 80%, right? We all know that. Actually, it's more like 75 or 70. So sign up with us, and we'll pay the rest, you know, sort of more or less. We'll sort of help you out on that end. Well, guess what those Medicare ads don't tell you? They don't tell you we can penalize you or reject you for a pre-existing condition. They have the right to do that. So if you sign up, and this is the worst, if you sign up late for Medicare, Medigap plans can question you about your health and reject you. Even assuming you've signed up on time for Medicare, you signed up on time, good for you, for Medicare, Medigap plans can still delay coverage of your pre-existing condition for up to 6 months. Now, in cases like that, in a blackout period like that, at least you'd have original Medicare coverage to fall back on, so you wouldn't have to pay the entire bill, but you'd get stuck with, you know, 20, 25% of it. So Medigap has the right to do that. And boy, they don't put that into their ads. But here's some good news, at least for the people in Massachusetts. In Massachusetts, by law, Medigap plans can't ask you about your health. So you don't have to worry about it, but that's lucky for you in Massachusetts. Okay, surprise number four, and this is a good surprise. There's actually a lot of help for you out there. You can call your state Medicare office. You can call the federal Medicare office at 1-800-MEDICARE. It's very easy to remember, 1-800-MEDICARE. The people there are very knowledgeable. They're very patient and polite. I've had very good experiences. They never hang up on you. I've been boring. I've been persistent, checking facts and, you know, digging as deep as I can when I was writing the book. They're always polite. They always listen, and they have a lot of really good information. Now, if you have a difficult question, you can also turn to Medicare Right Center. That's in New York City, the Medicare Right Center. They're open Monday to Friday till 3 o'clock. They're terrific. They really, really know everything you can possibly imagine about Medicare. So the number there at the Medicare Right Center is 800-333-4114. I'd reserve that for really if you're in a, you've got a really thorny question. Otherwise, the people down at federal office at 800-MEDICARE is going to be will be able to handle it for you. If you're in a dispute, okay, let's say with your Medicare Advantage plan, you were out of state, you got sick, you say, hey, that was an emergency, I got hit by a car, that's what happened. They say, no, that's not an emergency at all, you know, you passed out, and therefore it's not an emergency, it's your fault. Some kind of dispute, and there's a lot of money on the table because there's a hospital bill or something sizable, a medical bill sitting facing you. There is the Medicare Advocacy Center. It's in Connecticut, Medicare Advocacy Center. That's at 860-456-7790. Let me repeat that. 860-456-7790. There are lawyers there. They might take your case. It's happened where there's a lot of abuse, at least from the point of view of the Medicare Advocacy Center. They go to court and they win cases. So that's for a dispute. I would just say one more thing to get back to what you mentioned, Jill. I'm going to plug my book. Okay. I mean, Medicare, I've got plenty of Medicare surprises in there. I've got a lot of helpful hints. It's available at Amazon. This is a good time of year to pick it up. It'll help you. I mean, I wrote the book to help people. That's why I wrote it.
And believe me, as someone who has read it, it's helpful. The worst thing that can happen is you can write something and it makes people's eyes glaze over and it just hurts. It doesn't do that, which means that you have access to information and, you know, what could be better than that?
Well, I tried to, you know, I did it in a conversational voice in the same way that I do these broadcasts. So I think it's pleasant reading. People have told me that. But it's chock full of tips. I mean, I worked on it for 3 years. I interviewed 300 people, and I did it out of a dispute that I had originally with an insurance company that was very complicated, but common. And out of that experience, I said, hey, you know, there isn't a book out there that really looks at our healthcare system from a consumer's point of view with solid journalism, case studies, and a lot of tips and advice. And that's what the book does.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
The healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. And look for the book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available in store and online.